Good morning, N4ZLK Mobile. My name is Shane.
Hey, good morning, Shane. KG4MUK. Mobile here, headed towards Powdersville. Name's Wayne. Still trying to get woke up. I'm drinking this coffee and fighting the sun, going a little bit north here.
Wayne, I'm sorry, I didn't recognize you. I thought you said KG4EA. I missed the MUK. I know who you are. I work for UPS. We've spoken a couple times.
I haven't been on here for a while. It's, last couple of months been kind of chaotic. Wife had to have open heart surgery and had complications and had another issue and then finally come home and then was home for about a week and then had another complication, had to go back for another week and came back home the other day and just went back to work yesterday.
Hear that, Wayne. I hope she's going to be all right. So you have been out of work all this time as well, right? Taking care of her, is that what you're saying?
Took a little bit of time off there. You know, Dolly's going to go back to work, and that didn't work out too good. And just been one of them things. I'm trying to get back in the swing of things with slinging freight, and whew, yesterday was not the way I wanted the day to go, but I had, it was so bad at the cliffs yesterday. By the time I got done at the cliffs, I had 11 stops left at 3:30, and I left the cliffs and had the truck empty by 5:36.
Stops can be a full day depending on how far you drive, and if you were all the way out at the cliffs, were you up 25 or out by the lake?
I started in Clemson and basically went all the way to Westminster, and I think each stop was about a mile or less apart, and then you got that heart of Clemson. I think I had three that I had to zigzag because of construction. I had to go around perimeter, and it was just like zipping through there and then getting to Seneca, going all the way to Westminster, and then coming back to towards Oakway, and then back to Seneca, and then back, you know, it was just a bunch of crisscrossing, but I got it done. But I'm going to tell you something, eating lunch at 5, that's for the dogs.
All right. Yeah, you got some work done yesterday, goodness gracious. I was wondering, I hadn't seen you at Granger. I know one driver told me I was off, and he said you stopped by and asked if it was me, and I haven't seen you since, so, but you being out with your wife there, that explains a lot there, I guess.
They started doing all the swaps in the morning about 5 a.m., and they've been doing swaps and trailer drops from 5 until about, like 10-ish, 10 o'clock, and instead of doing them in the afternoon, they're doing them in the morning. Well, if you get back on the yard at, say, 5:15, 5:30, you're done. You're going home. I mean, you might have to go down there to Granger and maybe pick up one, possibly two. And that's usually going to be the old guy that, you know, runs the combo set to Columbia, and he always picks that last one up because that's his last load to get him back at a certain time. But unless it's some of those very choice few, you may never see me at Granger unless I get back in at like 3 o'clock. I might go get one, but they changed that around, and it just you pretty much work the streets all day. And then you get back about five or a little after, and you're going home. And like a lot of them try to get back about 5:15, 5:20, hoping that that don't happen. But And it just changed everything doing that.
So, yeah, there's still, when I get there at 6:15, there's still four or five guys out there from Southeastern. Do any of those pull straight from there and, you know, head somewhere else, or they all go back to your Piedmont location?
Piedmont, and then James, the oldest one with the gray military haircut style, I can't remember that door, 41, 51, whatever. He's always sitting under that trailer when you get in there about that time. Well, that's his special loaded trailer, and that trailer has to be finished by the book at a certain time. So when he pulls out the yard, that's basically what they call the last one. And he'll get that one back, drop it out, and then he'll take a lunch. By the time he gets off the lunch, whatever came in off the streets for the day, he takes that to Columbia.
Who you're talking about, I've seen him. I pull one not far from him. I actually pull two short trailers. I build a set there down near where he is. I'm at door 60 is where I build my set. I'm supposed to be done. Supposed to be able to start pulling the first one off the wall at 6:30, and they held me to 7:15 last night. Beat on a door when a FedEx guy pulled out and opened one up so that I could get to the door, because I don't have a number for anybody, and I don't go inside. So they, little supervisor came out and she said, "Oh, they didn't tell me you had a lock on your, a glad hand lock." And I said, "And the red light's still on too. That needs to be turned off, you know, unlock my trailer." Well, she took the glad hand lock off and went inside and didn't even unlock the trailer. So then I had to beat on the door again. And she acted like I was bothering her. But, and she knows too, because she's been doing it for a while.
Just went down there to pull one off the dock instead of out of a slot. And they handed me my paperwork, and I said, "Okay, we're done. We're fixing to go to lunch or take a break or whatever." And I went to hook everything up, look, noticed the light was on. So before I got ready to do anything, I waved at one of them swappers, switchers, and told him, I said, "They're all going to break, guess like, and I need you to call them on the radio and tell them they better unhook me. I'm going to start writing the time down." And it wasn't 2 minutes, and he had me unhooked, but I know that you can get stuck there and be there a while, especially if they go take their break.
I've been going out there, October will be 2 years, four nights a week, and in that time they've had a couple guys from UPS make phone calls out there or go out there and, "Oh yeah, we'll be done by 6:30. Yep, that's right. We'll make sure it's done," and it lasts about a week. And then it starts pushing, you know, 3 minutes here, 5 minutes there. And anyway, it is what it is.
KV2A, check that.
And I'll be back. Catch that other station, KG4MEK.
Good morning, David.
Hey, you telling truck driver lies out here or what?
And if you could see my hands, the other day I pulled a trailer that was this long.
That's the same thing as this fish I caught, right?
It was the longest one I ever pulled.
Whatever. Oh, goodness. Good morning, Shane. I heard you guys talking, but I was throwing a couple things in the vehicle here, getting ready for today's adventure.
Or play.
Yes. Jimmy and I, we got to change out a compressor at a church today. It's a big commercial package unit, a three-phase package unit. They sit on the ground, so they're pretty easy to get to. Right over there on Rutherford Road. So we're going to do that, and I got a couple little things to do. I should be home. I'm hoping I'll be back to the house by 2.
All goes exactly how you want it to, and you have a good day. See, I can be nice.
Oh, I hang on. I got to put a note in my phone on my calendar. Shane is nice to me today. Wow-wee.
Wednesdays.
Well, it is Dad Joke Wednesday, yeah.
92 today, so that's what the radio was saying.
Yeah, but a lot of times that don't happen until like 3 or 4 o'clock, which is nice because I should be done with what I have to do today by that point. Yesterday was a little brutal. I had to change out a condenser coil. I was out in Travelers, and then I had a couple of stops after that. And I didn't make it home until around 3:30, but still, it was a good day.
I noticed how you said Travelers. I guess it wasn't a very restful day for you?
No, it was actually pretty good, you know. Once I got everything done, I was able to, I had two little calls to get to, and you know, they were fairly easy. Then I was good to go.
I'm glad that's working out. You gonna take the rest of the week off for the holiday?
I like heck. You know, it depends on what the wife wants to do. Thinking we might go and do something, have a little day trip somewhere Friday, but it depends on the phone. You know, the phone quits ringing, maybe I'll do something. I don't know.
Decide, or when you make that decision, I don't have anything to do today, the phone hasn't rung yet. When you take off to go do something, is that it? You're not going to answer your phone after that?
Oh, no. I'll answer my phone. I just, you know, I let people know. I says, you know, I may not get to it today. I mean, I've been so backed up with work. It's not funny. And I'm trying to get to everything I can. You know, kind of put them in.
Time to start hiring. Expand the business.
No. Absolutely not.
Maybe raise your prices then.
Anyway, not take it into the business side of it, but I'm trying to stay fair. You know what I mean?
Guy, it's Wednesday after all, so look at there. That's twice.
Oh, my God. I have to pull over and wipe the tears from my eyes.
Turned onto a two-lane road, and there's a... You know those truck drivers, you got the whole road blocked. I'm trying to see what he's doing, whether I can get around him or not.
Darn it all to heck. Anyway, yeah, I was joking with the wife. I said, you know, at July 4th, my pricing goes way up. It's $150 to come out if I'm sober, $300 if I've been drinking, because now I need a driver to get me places. So what do you think of that?
Well, I mean, at least you're thinking ahead and going to hire a driver.
Well, that would be the wife, but, I mean, still, you know, I don't want a DWI or anything like that, you know. If I'm a little inebriated and coming to work on your air conditioner, you got to question that one, too. I have to think extra hard. That's why I got to charge more.
In my short 54 years, I have actually seen people show up at different places to work, and they were inebriated. So I've seen it more than once.
Oh, I know. I, you know, all the years I did, you know, moving and whatnot, driving truck, and you hired the guys down in Florida and stuff, and they're hungover from the night before and whatever they were doing yesterday. You smell it when they start sweating.
Pleasant, that's for sure. Well, I got around them. It was just a box truck. It wasn't a real truck driver, and he was turning down a driveway that was very tight.
Wow. Why, he wasn't a real truck driver because the truck didn't bend in the middle? What's the matter with you?
I'm not a real truck driver either, apparently. I'm just a steering wheel holder.
I used to call myself a commercial tourist.
Do whatever you want. Just don't forget to pay me on Fridays.
Myself, because all the road miles I put out there, you go out there and you go see things. You look at the world, you look at the country through the windshield.
Oh, I got that. I'm sorry. I should have commented on it. Yeah, you traveled everywhere, didn't you?
Well, I've been to all states, but I didn't really like the West Coast too much. I stayed this side of, I guess, you know, Houston and San Antonio, you know. I didn't like going out there. Too much mileage, too much time behind the wheel.
Speaking of that, I saw my first set of triples, UPS triples, in person while we were in Vegas. And I was looking at the highway thinking, we've got highways like this in South Carolina. I don't understand why they get to do it out here.
Oh, no, you don't want to drive triples around here. Holy mackerel. No, 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 no. KB2HXS Mobile for ID.
It was a joke. I saw, when we were in Alaska a couple years ago, saw some tankers, gasoline tankers. We were in Valdez, and of course, you know, that's where the pipeline ends, there in Valdez. But I saw they pull out with doubles, and they were whatever tankers are, 45 feet long, but the dolly between them was, shoot, it's probably three times the length of the dolly that I use.
Yeah, well, I'm sure with the weight that they carry. But what do you normally gross out at? Are you close to 80,000 or no?
Idea. Sometimes it's heavy and sometimes it's heavier. And sometimes they're empty, but I do know that some of them have been busted on the scale for being overweight, or they'll be overweight on the axle. But we don't really have a way of keeping track because of all individual packages that they load on there.
Gotcha. Well, don't you guys have a scale at the yard to scale it out, or no?
Sure.
Gotcha. Yeah, one of the companies back 2001, 2002, one of the companies I worked for, CFI, they had a scale in the yard, you know, to scale out before you leave. It was basically an axle scale. You just check your axles and make sure you know, you're within limits. And of course, I had a heavier tractor than most because I had that big Kenworth, but usually it was pretty good. There was only one time I can remember down in Florida, I had to actually turn around and go back to a shipper and have him remove one of those containers of the liquid fertilizer because I was overgross.
I doubt we're ever over, you know, maybe axle weight sometimes. Bob Jones has they have a press there, and I've picked up from there before in the summertime when they're busiest, and I'm pretty sure that trailer was overloaded because all the books they ship out, we had to tell them not to load the trailer so full. And that caused, I know one of the times one of our guys going to Atlanta pulling doubles, he was overweight on the front axle by, you know, a couple hundred pounds or so because the books got stacked in the front nose of the trailer. But generally, you know, close. I know it happens, but I doubt we ever go over much.
KB2HXS Mobile. Do you guys have sliding fifth wheels or no?
We pull so many short trailers that they just keep them locked in place because we've had rentals come in before and the fifth wheel wasn't in the right place and the driver just backed under and wasn't paying attention and then tried to make a turn, caught the legs on the back of the tractor.
Oh, jeez. Yeah, I gotcha. Well, it depends on the setback of the kingpin, too. Some trailers are different. I know, like, the moving trailers, they were set back a little bit more, I think. I forget the measurement, but it depends on the trailer, I guess.
Trailers coming in through the system, and their kingpin is a lot closer to the front, a lot. I mean, you can tell a difference when I hook up.
Oh, wow. Are they EV trailers? Do they go faster? Never mind. I was trying to make a joke. I said, are they EV trailers? Do they go faster?
I thought that's what you said, but it wasn't making sense in my mind.
On the road was, you know, if you get caught for speeding, you say, officer, I just got this trailer. It's a faster trailer than I had.
The hubs are greased better. They go faster.
Everybody looks on that one one time. He laughed. He let me go.
The humor. Everybody enjoys a joke sometimes. Well, Dave, I enjoyed it. I'm pulling in the driveway. I'm going to bed. And Wayne, if you're out there too, 7-3 to you. Hope you have a good day. I will talk to both of you guys later on if you're not careful. N4 is at LK.
Like that. Have a good day. Get some sleep. We'll catch you later. N4 is ZLK, KB2HXS Mobile. Get a few more minutes.